The New England Patriots out of the postseason, Carlo, as your Buffalo Bills just dismantled them over the weekend. And there were some questions post-game to Belichick. Oh, you still want to coach? Yeah, he's coaching. He's going to be coaching for a while still, would be my guess. And then you have LeBron James on the other side. I would argue no coach, certainly in the NFL, has had as much success in the last 25 years, of course, and Bill Belichick, and no player in the NBA has had as much success as LeBron James. So my question to you, Belichick or LeBron, who's more likely to win a championship again? Who would your pick be?
This is an easy answer for me, and I would even give it my vote of 100% confidence, and that would be LeBron James.
Oh, really?
Okay. Because Bill Belichick, I love what Sal Capaccio said yesterday when he dissected Bill Belichick from 2000s to Bill Belichick 2022. Nobody will ever discredit how incredible of a coach he is when it comes to dissecting the game, putting together a game plan. But if you look at what he had success with in the past and the way football is operating now, I think most people say, including Sal, would agree that he has failed to evolve with the way the game is changing. And you look at the quarterback position. Nowadays, you don't win unless you've got a star quarterback. And I mean, I think it's still pretty premature to say that maybe Mac Jones can turn into that.
Very premature.
Yeah, very premature. But look at the competition he's up against in the AFC. You've got Patrick Mahomes, you've got Josh Allen, you've got Justin Herbert, who is, you know, emerging. You've got Joe Burrow, you've got Lamar Jackson. I mean, there's so many guys right now that are head above heels about anything that New England has to offer. And you know that the clock is running out on Bill Belichick because of his age. And I would say this confidently, saying that they're staring up at the Buffalo Bills as long as Josh Allen is still the quarterback of that team. And when you try to compare that to LeBron and what he can accomplish, if there's one thing we know about LeBron, is this guy has he's not shy about trading his teammates, and he's definitely not shy about putting himself in a position to win. So his contract is going to be up in 2 years. He's probably a guy that will probably try to live out the game like Tom Brady has done with the longevity of his career. And he'll put himself in a best position to chase rings because he'll always want to be compared and at least catch up to the record that Jordan has for most NBA championships.
Yeah, so Belichick is 69 years old and LeBron's in his 19th NBA season. It's actually really a testament to how unbelievable LeBron is still at this point in his career, that there would be a debate who's going to be in their respective sport longer, Belichick or Brady or LeBron, simply because, I mean, Belichick in theory could easily coach till 75. I mean, that's not unprecedented at all. But then you look at
if I'm Belichick right now, like, why wouldn't you just walk into a front office job?
Well, you know he is in a front office job.
Well, I mean, he's also at the front and center job of being the head coach on the field, on the practice field every day. Like, that's a grind for a 70-year-old man.
There's no doubt about that. I mean, it wasn't that long ago the Patriots won the Super Bowl. I mean, we're going back 4 years now in 2018 when they did win the Super Bowl. So, I mean, it's not like Belichick has lost his fastball yet. Maybe you can make the argument as far as some of the decisions in the front office go, with regards to maybe some free agent signings, maybe some drafting, maybe not quite at the level he once was. But the thing about LeBron, and I think I'm with you, I would pick LeBron. It's also just a matter of LeBron's still so remarkably good that if the right situation arose, and I'm not saying it could happen this year, but I mean, you get Anthony Davis back. We've already seen LeBron and Anthony Davis win a title like a couple of years ago. I mean, this was not something that would be completely unprecedented. And if they could figure out a way to get rid of Westbrook and bring in someone who could actually contribute in a positive way. And man, you go back to the offseason, if they were able to bring in that reported deal where they were deciding apparently between the Buddy Hield package and the Russell Westbrook package, they all opted for the Westbrook package. If they went the other way, man, this could look a lot different for the Lakers. And are they going to be able to make a seismic move before the trade deadline. I mean, it wouldn't shock me if they did. I think they should try to, because I don't see any way in which LeBron, Westbrook, and AD works and is able to compete with the Golden States and the Phoenixes and the top teams in the Western Conference. I just, to quote Al's brother, I just don't see it happening. And if that's the case, then you got to make some kind of effort to mix and shake things up. Otherwise, you're just wasting year 19 of LeBron. And listen, at some point, you know what? I'm not even going to say this because Brady, I'm not going to bring up Father Time because that's no longer true. Tom Brady has defeated Father Time. That's a fact. And I think you could argue so has LeBron. In age is year 19 season, at age 36, he's been unbelievable this year. And I wouldn't expect anything to slow down at any point soon. So, yeah, I think I would take LeBron as well, but I wouldn't rule out Belichick because Mac Jones, I don't know if he's going to be a superstar quarterback. It seems like a little bit of a stretch considering, I don't know if the arm talent and the abilities necessarily athletically are there, but I think he could be very, very good. Mm-hmm. And you pair that with a great defense and some more skill position players, maybe they could get back to a Super Bowl.
Well, look, I mean, going back to what Sal Capaccio said yesterday too, just the way Bill Belichick has continually built his roster, he has yet to ever understand and appreciate the importance of having a stud wide receiver. And if he can do that in New England and give Mac Jones some weapons at the wide receiver position, you know that the way he coaches defense, he'll find a way to keep that defense relevant. But it's the offense that's going to ultimately determine. I mean, granted, they had a good run game. And you know, run game can only take you so far in this league, especially when you're going up against a team that has a quarterback that can just shred you to pieces, like the Buffalo Bills did in their playoff game. And I think the other thing too is when you're talking about the Patriots, and Bill Belichick and his legacy, you know, we went on this rant yesterday about Bill Belichick, about, you know, Josh Allen being the kryptonite of Bill Belichick because he just feels like he's broken anything that Bill Belichick has thrown at him. Yes, I'm not taking away anything Bill Belichick has accomplished throughout his career, but until he proves he can win a playoff game or even go further and win a championship without Tom Brady, that discussion should never be what Bill Belichick can do or who he is, because everything he accomplished was because he had the greatest quarterback of all time playing under center for him. And who's to say when that time will come? Because, you know, like we mentioned, the clock is ticking on Belichick. Who knows, you know, where his mindset is about continuing to coach. He said the other day that he has no plans of retiring. So much can change in the offseason as you turn 70. But until Bill Belichick can actually win a playoff game, and to further that, win a championship, I don't think there's any debate here that a lot of what he accomplished was because he had Tom Brady. Because what did Tom Brady do? He went somewhere else in 1 year and did the unthinkable.
I know. You reflect back on last year with Tampa. It really is remarkable the way that everything kind of came together for them.
He went to a completely irrelevant franchise. Completely irrelevant franchise. And led them to a Super Bowl.
If New England called up Houston, Seattle, was like, hey, we'll give you Mac Jones and our first round pick, what do you think, though, the reaction would be? Like, do you think Mac Jones, let's bring a rod
in. Deshaun Watson?
He is our Patriots super fan. Do you think Belichick at age 69, and listen, I think you put Deshaun Watson as quarterback of the New England Patriots.
They're a different team.
I think they're
way more dangerous.
This is no slight on Mac Jones, who's a kid for his rookie season. And I think Mac Jones would be definitely, let's say, if you're using equivalency of a first-round pick in this year's draft, let's call it the 15th pick. Mac Jones is definitely worth at least that, if not significantly more. So, Arod, you're the New England Patriots. You're the general manager right now. And the Houston Texans, all right, everything's cleared out with Deshaun Watson. All his legal stuff is gone. Are you trading Mac Jones and your first-round pick for Deshaun Watson this offseason?
Am I doing it? Yes, absolutely. If I'm the GM, if Arod's the GM of the New England Patriots, Arod does that deal. Now, I'm not in Bill Belichick's head. One thing about Belichick is, does he want to win now? He want to set up a successful franchise for people that are going to follow him, for his actual son, who's probably going to be the defensive coordinator once he's done, Steve Belichick, And for what many people say is, you know, the person that he treats like a son, Josh McDaniels, who by all means is going to be his heir apparent.
But you could do both, right? I mean, they don't have to be mutually exclusive. Like, you could, like, Deshaun Watson's 26 years old. In theory, listen, this is just me spitballing here. I think Mac Jones could be a really good quarterback. I don't think you'll ever see Mac Jones at Deshaun Watson apex levels personally, and maybe I'll be proven wrong. But you wonder, maybe you sell high, and I think they love Mac Jones in there, as they should. Clearly, he's a good leader. He's very well respected in that locker room. But if you have the opportunity to upgrade, considering we know they have a top five defense, and they just got obliterated by Buffalo, so I don't really know what to make of that defense right now. We know they have a great run game, a great offensive line. I don't think Mac Jones held them back. I don't think that would be fair to say, but I don't know if he necessarily propels them forward in the way that one of those top-tier quarterbacks could.
I couldn't agree more, AK, with what you just said. The fact that he didn't hold them back, but he definitely didn't give them the best chance to win going up against some of these other quarterbacks because he's not able to
yet.
And so this is where my point goes, where if that trade is something that they pursue, and I think if you're the New England Patriots and you're Bill Belichick, if you're actually thinking about removing yourself from that position in a year, in a 2 years, in a 3 years, well, what would you rather do? Put yourself in the best position to win while you're still coaching. And the way to do that is you go out and make an impact move like that because it, like bringing in a Russell Wilson or bringing in a Deshaun Watson gives you the best chance to win now. With the defense that you've assembled, with the running game that you have, you improve your quarterback position by 75-80%, because that's what you're doing by making that trade. You're giving yourself a way better chance to win in the playoffs and maybe compete for a Super Bowl championship.
Because wholeheartedly agree with everything you say. But to me, do you need to get a wide receiver first?
100%. But if you do that,
these guys in.
But if you go out and make that quarterback move, because you're bringing in experienced guys, those experienced guys are going to put the pressure on Belichick to go out and get that guy to play with them.
Here's what I would say to play devil's advocate. I'm sure there were very similar conversations happening in Buffalo after Josh Allen's rookie year. And they're like, is Josh Allen really the guy? Is he going to be able to do it for us? He was terrible. I mean, certainly compared to what he is now. But he was terrible his rookie year. Very inaccurate, made very poor decisions. Maybe
Buffalo
the
was nowhere near the
they
organization
believe.
They were now, though.
No, no, I'm well aware. But I'm just talking about the quarterback specifically with Mac Jones and Josh Allen in their first year. Like, New England is feeling way better about Mac Jones now than Buffalo was feeling about Josh Allen after their rookie year, for sure. And I just wonder if we're underrating the ability for development for Mac Jones. And I think if I'm New England, I would trade Mac Jones in our first for Deshaun Watson all day long. Again, with the added caveat that Deshaun Watson's got a lot of stuff behind
his
the scenes
name cleared,
that
yeah.
we may or may not know about. And listen, it's not the cleanest transaction. That's pretty obvious. But from a pure talent perspective, I think it's a clear upgrade. But I think you could also look at the idea of Mac Jones being the controllable asset, a lot more inexpensive to Deshaun Watson or Russell Wilson, whatever, for at least the next couple of years, and you keep your first, maybe there is some credence to that idea as well. What do you think, Rod?
I'm with you on that 100%. Look, the only thing that holds me back is Mac Jones is a single threat. He's not a dual threat that all the other modern QBs that we love, like a Josh Allen, like a Kyler Murray, like a Lamar Jackson, are. He's an old school, you know, sit in the pocket, pass the ball, get the ball out of your hand quickly type of guy. And that's the thing. Does Josh McDaniels get seduced by the idea of, hey, let's add that other dimension of a QB with legs to our offense?
Here's the difficulty that New England faces that really no other franchise experiences. Is they're probably one of the only organizations in football that has coach-driven power within the organization, okay? And you look at the way sports has changed, and you look at the way players have taken a stance with their own player empowerments. What type of player would want to, especially when we talk about those credentials, where players want more say in what happens in the organization? would Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson want to walk into an organization like New England, where basically they have no say on what on player personnel or roster decisions or game plan decisions, because Bill Belichick is the guy that still runs the ship over there.
Yeah, he drops his six rings on the table. He listened to me, and you're like, okay, sir, I absolutely will. It's all like Pat Riley with the Miami Heat, right? It's always been reported throughout free agent negotiations or whatever. That's exactly what Riley does. Just follow me, follow my lead, and you will win championships. And I think that's exactly
but
what
But that can only last for so long, AK.
No, it can last forever. That's the thing with success. And it's not like this is from 2004 with Bill Belichick. Again, we're talking about 3.5 years ago, he was a Super Bowl champion with New England. So, listen, he's had so much success. I don't think this is going to happen. I think we're just spitballing here. And,
oh, yeah.
And Mac Jones is going to be the quarterback next year. But I think it's something that they should consider, especially I think Watson's a perfect fit for them, really. But would Watson
want to go play for a Bill Belichick is what I'm saying.
I think Watson would be thrilled to get the hell out of Houston and go play for the Patriots. They would instantly become a Super Bowl contender. And I think
when you got a guy like Tom Brady who leaves New England and talks about how much he's enjoying life as a football player and the life that he's living past Bill Belichick, I think a lot of players question whether or not they want to walk into that environment.
I think Brady enjoyed all those rings and Super Bowl appearances quite a bit. I think that's what I would term revisionist history a little bit. The ending wasn't so clean for Belichick and Brady, but the years they had together and all the success.
Oh, 100%. I don't think anybody will ever deny the success they had together was legendary. Absolutely legendary. But times have changed, man. Times have changed.
Maybe they have, or maybe they haven't. Just what to find out next year. Wait to see what the Patriots do in free agency. Another man who's had a ton of success in the NFL is Charlie Batch. He is a 2-time Super Bowl champion, a longtime quarterback in the league. We'll get his thoughts on Big Ben, his old running mate at quarterback for Steelers, stepping away from the NFL after 18 seasons. And we'll get some memories about their time together, and we'll certainly look ahead to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs coming up on Saturday afternoon. It's Kurolnik and Koliakovo, the fourth hour first up, on the way next.